From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least three people were killed and dozens were injured when a strong earthquake struck southern Taiwan Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the shallow 6.4 magnitude quake was located nearly 43 kilometers southeast of Tainan, a city of nearly 2 million people. As VOA's Bill Ide reports, a tsunami warning was not necessary because the quake was not centered offshore.
It did occur on land, and that's probably another good thing, that if it had been offshore, it was a very shallow quake. And if it had been offshore, there would have been other concerns and other things to worry about and possibly more damage.
VOA's Bill Ide in Beijing. Thousands of Syrians have fled Aleppo, headed for the Turkish border, even though Ankara has closed its crossing point and it is not clear if anyone will be allowed to enter the country. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation charity said Friday that 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border. The charity said it was setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria is occurring as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling the contested city of Aleppo. The Russian Defense Ministry said that its fighter jets had hit 875 targets in Syria this week. That includes airstrikes in the northern offensive. Turkey has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since Syria's civil war began 5 years ago. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange said Friday that a UN panel's decision that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. But as VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from London, Britain and Sweden see the UN working group's ruling differently.
For Julian Assange, it was a moment of vindication. Still fearing arrest, he spoke from inside the Ecuadorian embassy where he has been holed up.
The lawfulness of my detention, or otherwise, is now a matter of settled law.
Sweden, which wants him on allegations of rape, and Britain disagree. The UN ruling is not legally binding, and Britain says Assange was not detained, but sought refuge on his own accord here at Ecuador's embassy. He still faces arrest in Britain, investigation for rape in Sweden, and a grand jury probe in the United States. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
Brazilian health officials say that they found live Zika virus in saliva and urine samples. At a news conference Friday, the president of the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation said that casual kissing could increase the risk of being infected with the virus. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who have recently returned from countries affected by the virus. Doctors suspect the Zika virus is linked to a rare neurological condition called microcephaly that causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads and brain damage. The New York Fire Department says that one person was killed after a crane collapsed in Lower Manhattan during the busy morning rush hour Friday. Three other people were injured, two of them seriously. Mayor Bill de Blasio said the crane was in the process of being secured when it gave way.
This type of crane is called a crawler crane. It was being moved into a secure position because by the manufacturer's instructions, as winds topped 20 miles an hour.
The crane landed across an intersection and stretched about two blocks on top of several parked cars. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 151,000 jobs in January, which is lower than the previous couple of months. Friday's report from the Labor Department also said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9%. That's its lowest level in nearly 8 years. But Wall Street didn't like the jobs report. The Dow Industrial Average dropped 1.3%. The S&P 500 was down nearly 2%, while the NASDAQ fell 3.2%. European stocks also closed lower Friday. Asian stocks were mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.